All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We back. Y'all back. Yay. This is the Mr. Z and Fifth Show. Season 5, Episode 1. Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Zach Kiers, what up?
It was good. Good to be here. Always. Always good to be here. For real. We've been missing for a while, but we know we back. We back. We back. With new season, new episodes coming up, new stories. Always got stories. Always got stories to teach you, to motivate you, teach, and just to teach you and motivate you spiritually, intellectually, all of that. So let's go. Let's get it, y'all. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. I'm gonna let you take the mic, man.
Yeah.
There's been some crazy stuff going on in the world, man. You know, Diddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, who we always known as Puff Daddy.
You know
what I'm saying? Ex-girlfriend, singer, maybe known for like, what, 2-3 records, if that?
Yeah.
Cassie.
Yeah, I'm trying
to say nothing bad about her, but I mean, there are people who know Cassie for her relationship with Puff, but they don't know her for actually being an artist. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm trying to think of the songs.
She had that one song, and the beat was like doo, 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 doo,
oh, doo, oh, yeah. You go. I'm trying. Yeah, I know the song. Yeah.
And you, I'm waiting on you. Think I'm gonna make my move.
Dude, that's the only song, though.
Can you tell me if you like it? Tell me if that record. But that was a big single, though.
I like that song, though. Yeah. I remember that song. Yes.
That song was
a hot song, That song played all summer long when it came out.
It did.
Yes, I remember that song. Yes.
I think the other song she's known for is Official Girl featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's all I know. I just know those two.
Yeah. But that's that one song. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, she is, I want to take this serious. She accused Diddy of some heinous acts during their relationship of the R word. I can't say it because of a YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
It starts with an R, ends with an E.
Yeah.
The second letter is an A. I think you know where I'm going.
Oh, yes. And
also,
yes.
And also of human trafficking, which is that kidnapping. Like, these are serious claims that you don't just give out there. But they ended up settling on a lawsuit, some money. So, you know, one of the biggest things, and I'm going to give you the mic just a second. One of the biggest things that people are saying is, hey, Cassie, did you want money or did you want justice? Zacchaeus, you say what?
Listen, I'm going to be honest and be real right now. You see that thing called money? People will just bury the hatchet. Now, if you... It's probably that. I don't know. I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything going down, but that's it. He had enough money to give her hush up money. Put it that way. And when you are artists, get paid by royalties, right? You get paid by royalties. Me and Fifth know that. Mm-hmm. And when you're making music, you collect the royalties every time the music is played. But where I'm going with this is that, let me tell you something. When that money look good, you're going to be silent. And I think, and I've heard people over the internet say that, you know, that, yeah, that's hush up money. That money, yeah, they paid that money. So that's brushed underneath the carpet. That's not, you know, listen, Diddy's a mogul. He had the money to pay her to keep it quiet. And that's it. She got paid, and I believe that. maybe it was a money thing where she can't, all of a sudden though, she come up with these allegations. All of a sudden though, and listen, he paid her a lump sum, and now back out and quiet, and that's it. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
money is a thing that covers up a lot of stuff, and when you have the money to do that, it does. But now the Bible says you reap what you sow. Yes, mm-hmm. And even if you have a whole lot of money, whatever's in the dark will come out in the light. Well, you see that thing called money? People will bury the hatchet quickly. Paid her a good lump sum, and now that and it's just for those allegations to fade away. A lot of things went down that we don't know about in music. A lot of things that the music industry right now is very dark. Not right now; it's been dark for a long time, but a lot of hush up money and a lot of things that happen. Now the Me Too movement is coming out with it. But still, when it comes to money, things are brushed underneath the carpet, and that's it. That's my take on that, you know? That's my take on that, because those are some heavy allegations to be accused of. You know, it's very heavy. It's very heavy. No jokey. No, it's not nothing to joke with. And
check this out. I'm gonna give you some more ammo to talk about, right?
Yeah.
There's people that I know that I'm friends with, right? And
yeah,
I asked those same questions I asked you, right?
And yeah.
I said, hey, how do you think the real victims of the R word and human trafficking feel about Cassie taking the money?
Ooh.
Before you answer, I'll give you this.
Yeah.
There were women who are real, well, I don't want to say real victims, like there's a victim and a not real victim. I'll just say victim. There are victims of these accusations that Cassie had against Diddy that these women have had with other people. Right? Those are victims. They want justice. Not all of them get justice. They were rooting for Cassie to get justice, because they felt like if this is true and she gets justice, then there's hope for us too. A lot of women internalize that with themselves, with their struggles. So how do you think they feel after hearing that things are over with now because Cassie got her check?
It's back to the drawing board, because you see, when you're a celebrity and when you have a name and when you're popular like Cassie,
right,
you speak out more, and you would open up. And because she spoke out and she didn't back down, she just didn't take the money. And if she had the standard and saying, listen, it's not just it's not just about the money, it's about the principle and integrity of the whole situation. So therefore, I don't want the money. The trafficking, the victims have a leg to stand on, because she has a name and she'll bring up more and she'll bring more attention to them. And because she just took the money, now it's like back to square one, because now it's like once again swept under the carpet. Once again, no justice, no peace for us. Because if Cassie would have came out with this and just push it, same thing, just push the situation, just push it, and it's not about the money. It's not about the money, but because she took the money, now we're saying to the victims that now we're back to square one. A lot of us that's coming up with this stuff, it wouldn't even matter, because now we don't have big names like Cassie. And Cassie was probably going to be a spokeswoman for us, because she's a celebrity and she's making it being known that yes, back in the days, these men got away with it because of who they are, and they have the power and the money to cover it up. But now all of a sudden, now because she took the money and she received the money, hush up money, now all of a sudden now our voice is being unheard. And that's what it is. Yeah, man.
I'm going to ask you this, man.
Yeah. I
think you may have answered it.
Yeah.
A potential it's activism.
Yes.
I'm trying to say another word.
Okay.
Her chances of being an activist and advocating for the justice that has happened to those who were part of human trafficking, sex trafficking.
Yes.
According to her accusations. Mm-hmm. Do you think this has now hurt those chances of validity?
Tremendously.
Yeah.
Tremendously, because
she said, he said at the end of the day, anyway, because we weren't there. Right?
Yeah.
But Cassie did say in her accusations that Puff filmed stuff. Okay? And she said that he would send like security for her to get her and bring her back to the home and stuff like that. To me, that sounds like there could be a paper trail. If she took it to criminal court, if they wanted to, they could maybe subpoena and try to look for these tapes, because that's evidence of a crime. If a crime was taking place, according to what Cassie said, wouldn't that video be evidence?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you settle in civil court, most times when people settle in civil court, they back off of criminal court.
Yeah.
So you think that's what's going on here?
I believe so. I believe that because of the transition of money and because it's settled in that court, they settled, I think that's it. And it's sad because it's taboo to talk about it. It's taboo to mention it. For the victims, it's taboo. For the people, not for the victims, for the people to hear about it and to be addressed. A lot of some celebrities are afraid to address it. Because there's a movie that came out too. Oh gosh, it's called Trafficking too. It's about trafficking, but I forgot who the actor was. But anyway.
Paula Patton.
Yes. I believe so, yes.
Paula Patton and Omar Epps.
Yes.
Yeah, the movie's called Traffic.
Traffic, yeah.
Yep.
And the thing is they're not gonna, when you talk about it, it's like it's getting strikes. And it's getting strikes. If you're showing any footage about it, it's getting strikes. It's like taboo to talk about it.
Think about it. We're taking a risk. We're taking a risk on YouTube just talking about it right now.
Yes. Yes. Right.
But somebody got to speak on it.
Yes. Yes. And you get strikes and you get,
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's taboo to talk about it because it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. There was a situation. I made a video on it. There was a situation where some kids were missing. And they believe it was trafficking that took those kids. They're still missing. Till this day. I think in Baltimore, one of those cities.
Yeah.
Detroit, one of those cities. Black and Hispanic kids missing. You're just missing. Yeah. And like I said before, it's not a hot topic. And it's a topic that is not popular and the media don't want to address it. Nobody in the media want to address it. And that's how it is. So by Cassie bringing, you know, the victims, once again, it's back to the taboo to talk about it. Yeah. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My bad. I was playing with the audio here. All right. I could get off of this topic, but I want to kind of do this, right? This is not about me attacking Cassie, but my message to Cassie is, Cassie, think about the victims and how they were in your corner because they believed your story without even hearing anything else. Both people should be able to tell their side. Puff hasn't gotten a chance to talk. other than the fact that he denied these claims, you know what I'm saying? He's, you know, he basically said none of this is true, but he would have to prove that. But then she would also have to prove that what she's saying is true. So at this point, we may never know.
No, we never know. No, yeah.
But Puff did step down. Puff did. Oh, sorry. Puff stepped down from the chairman of the board of Revolt TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just too much controversy surrounding this. And now they're saying another woman came forward. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard of that.
Another woman is coming forward. And then they're trying to imply. Well, then again, I won't report that. But another woman is coming forward. And Kim Porter has passed on. We can't talk to Kim.
No, we can't. No. No.
You know, we did a show dedicated to Kim. And you know, a big rest in peace to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
We can't talk to Kim. But that's exactly probably who they would want to talk to. They would want to probably talk to the mother of his children that he has. He has children kind of spread out, different mothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't with Cassie his whole life. You know what I'm saying? So and then he's currently with his off and on girlfriend, you know, city girl, Miami, young Miami, AKA Carisha.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah,
we will see. Keep y'all up to date. We'll give our perspective when things update. Okay. I want to get into a video, man, and I want your opinion. The video is kind of long, but for the sake of the show, I have to just only play this once. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it may not be that long. Let's go.
I went on a first date, and when I opened the door, my man was at my front door, and I was like, oh, like, right? And then he hit me with the RICO. He pulled the flowers out, and I was like, wow, this is different, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I brush past this, trying to walk down the steps and get to the door, right? Because I'm not paying attention. I'm just so not used to it, and it just hasn't, like, I just didn't have a lot of practice. He opened my car door. I get inside. He closed the door. I immediately went to my group chat. It's weird.
Did you say he opened your car door?
High five. Now let me explain, right? Let me explain. By the time we got to the restaurant, my follow-up text was, y'all, that's my bad. I just realized and all that stuff we be talking about, we don't really want it. And I felt like he technically did everything that we be saying we be wanting. In my mind, instinctively, my first thought was, he corny. But he really did everything that we want. But it, oh, yes. I went on a.
The man did everything that she wanted, or what she's saying women asked for, but she called him corny for that. Zacchaeus.
You know what it is?
You say what?
We are living in a. Right now, I'm going to say it too. We live in an entitled society. And I see it's ever more than ever before. From 2020 to 2023, it's entitlement all the way. Now, so yet, he did everything for her, but she hasn't done anything for him. But and she still called him corny. He went beyond the call of duty, and she still called the man corny. And I'm sure, I don't know if she told him that, but I know she told everybody else that. But my thing is this.
Great point.
Yeah. My thing is that he's doing everything to please you. Everything to please you. The question is, if you're worth the please, because the thing is that if I'm going beyond the call of duty, pleasing you, doing everything I can, sweating, working hard to please you, which I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to treat you good because you're a lady. But what am I? I guess if he would say, if he heard her comment, he would say that, but okay, I'm treating you like a lady, but am I gonna get good treatment from you? Are you gonna once in a while treat me good, or once in a while, you know, meet me halfway, or treat me good, because I'm doing all the pleasing to you. I'm still getting dissed. Oh my gosh, you're still calling me corny. But you know what that is. She ain't gonna take him serious. She's not gonna date him though. She ain't gonna take him serious like that. She's gonna just play him out, and that's what
it is. She said he was weird and corny.
And weird too. Look at that. Weird too. You know what she's gonna do? She's gonna just play around with him, play mind games with him, and then brush him off. When I mean play mind games with him, he may catch him. Maybe if he's a smart brother, if he's a smart brother, he ain't gonna catch no feelings for her. If he would have heard what she said, he'd have. That's nobody to catch feelings for, or just like, weird and corny. Let me explain something.
Mm-hmm.
When a man, this is just to some women, not all women, just some women. When a man treats you like a lady, treats you the way you ought to be treated, and maybe used to the thug or ruffian kind of dudes to be around you, but when a man treats you the way you ought to be treated, he treats you like a queen. And some women are not used to that. Some women are used to the ruffians. Some women are used to like the man. Like I know, I'm a go West Indian style. Like I'm used to a man boxing me in my jaw corner. Some women are used to that. Some women are used to that rough treatment and that mistreatment. And girl, you better pick my stuff. They're used to things like that. Now, when a man treats you with dignity and respect, all of a sudden now I'm weird. All of a sudden now I'm corny. All of a sudden now you start playing me out. So when a woman says, when I'm gonna say, but just some women, when some women say they want a good man, their actions show different. When they say they want a good man, they respect and honor. Their actions show different. Oh, I want a good man. Yeah, you heard that, Fifth. I want a good man. I can't wait to get me a good man. When I was growing up, I used to hear that. I'm going to get me a good man. Yeah, but when the good man comes around, I'm called weird and corny. When a good man tries to show you dignity and respect the way a woman ought to be treated, all of a sudden, now I'm weird and I'm corny. So what do you want? So the question is, what do you want? That's the question.
I'll tell you what they want.
Go ahead.
They don't know. I mean, what else is there to say to that? Because she sat up here, and I don't want to chastise her too bad, because she's probably telling this story to tell her how embarrassed and how ashamed she is of herself for acting like that.
Okay.
I don't have any more to that video, but that's probably the context that I would hope that she got to, because another woman on the show was like, why is that weird? A woman said that in the background. She was like, you opened your car door for you? What's wrong with that?
We're living in a different world, brother.
I was raised with all that chivalry stuff because I was raised by my mother.
Right, right, right.
So
right.
For a woman to call me corny for doing that is crazy. Because, I mean, I thought that's what women wanted. Hold the door for them, open the door for them, you know, put the arm out, tuck it in, you know, go to the car, open the door for, pull the chair out for.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pay for the first date.
Yeah.
You know, like she said, he bought flowers. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like he did everything in that moment is about as correct as he thought that was for that woman. I'm here to tell you that based off of how she acted, oh, nah, he need to keep it moving. And if you ask me, she is out of his league. Hello.
Hello.
Because for you to call him that, you calling him corny for doing that, like you said, treating you like a lady, then nah, lady, you the one that's corny.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh.
It's called spade to spade.
Exactly.
Now I have a video to kind of help with that.
What I can say is for some of the men that I do coach, one of the things that they said that was like terrifying was that they felt like, I know what I need to do as a man. I know I'm supposed to pay for the first date. I'm supposed to hold the doors open and do all these things. I know what I'm supposed to do. But after I do all of that, what am I supposed to receive? I feel like, this is what a guy said. I feel like women know what they're supposed to expect. And so they expect it. But I don't know what I'm supposed to be expecting from a woman. So I don't know how to demand it. So now I'm just left here not even knowing how to even pick a woman because I don't know what a standard of a good woman is supposed to even look like, the way that you guys have a template of what a good man is supposed to look like. But I,
Zacchaeus, that was a great response, right?
Wow.
Separate video, but I like that I played that in that order.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you know, I have a son, and it's going to be tough. When he gets old enough for me to, I'm going to have to teach him the in and out of women in his coming generation, which is going to be a challenge. Now, it's going to be a challenge. It's a challenge now. Because yeah, the thing is,
I hear what you're saying.
That now we're living in a different generation now. And yes, a lot of men, some men are confused, like single dudes are confused. Like, now, if I treat you with dignity and respect and I pull the door open for you and I treat you like a lady, like I was raised to treat a woman. And now what do I look for now? Do I look for women in the, I know it was years ago. Do I look for women in the church? Maybe I might get a better result. Do I look for women? Where do I look? Now, do I go online? Maybe I might get a better result. Maybe that's the end thing now. Now, but when I do go out with a woman and date her, I'm wondering, is she going to take my kindness for weakness and treat me as weak? Think of me as weak for me. Treating her right. And for me, treating her the way a lady ought to be treated. Am I gonna be ostracized? And when I go home and I drop her off home, the way a man's supposed to do, drop a woman off home when the date is over, say goodnight, drop her home. And if when I do contact her and call her, is she gonna answer my calls? Or she just gonna ignore me? So it's confusing because it's like, okay, or do I be a ruffian and do I act like I don't care? And maybe she'll be all over me and I'll just be just kicked back, you know, acting rude, talking crazy, and that might just turn her on. Brother's confused, just confused. Yeah. What's going? What's good? You know? Yeah. Yeah. Because when you, we're living in a time, and the Bible is right. We're calling good evil and evil good. And people are living like that. You heard what the woman said. He opened the door. He was weird.
And corny.
He's corny. whatever, and all the years of growing up, whenever treating somebody with dignity and respect and treating a lady like a queen is supposed to be weird and corny. We're living in a different generation.
Yeah. I would reply, but I have a video that's actually going to help me out. Check this out.
And him about the first restaurant he going to take you to. What's the last restaurant your daddy took you to?
This is a mother and her son.
Because you shouldn't be coming to him to be your daddy. That's not his role. It's a first date. I want y'all to bring that down to level 3. Y'all weigh on 10 with this foolishness and want to embarrass somebody. My second question is, have you ever been anywhere? Where do you take yourself? Let me see your checkbook registry. Let me log into your bank account and see what you feed yourself on a regular basis. Where do you take yourself for lunch or dinner? That's the next question I want you to answer. And then the third thing about this, come on back over here because I need you to understand what time it is. A real lady... A lady is going to be there for the purpose of what it's for. She's not looking for food because she's hungry that she can't afford so she can take it to go and get a doggy bag. I'm going to wrap this up to go. Why? You ain't going to have food tomorrow? That's a poverty mindset. Mm. So a first date, again... is to get to know the person, correct, to hang out, have fun. Y'all should be laughing and talking. It don't need to be a steakhouse. We don't even know if you work a steak. You might just be worth a piece of bread. Mm. So ladies, young ladies, grow up. Get some maturity about yourself. Y'all buying titties, lashes, booties, and everything else. And you want somebody else to feed you. Save your money, stop buying your body, and put it to the side so you can have some food. That's not a man's responsibility. Now, once you dating a man, and once he get to know you, and y'all vibing, and he want to take you to a nice restaurant, guess what that mean? You well deserving of that. He think enough about you to make a reservation. But some of you don't have reservations about your mouth. You talk bad, you disrespectful, you ghetto, you trifling, you don't have an income that substantiates what you want this man to do. You don't reserve being lazy, you full out lazy, you have no reservations on that, but you want the men to make a reservation for a restaurant, but you don't reserve what's between your legs, you passing it out like candy. You rated E for everybody.
Wow.
That was a mouthful.
Wow.
That spoke for me.
Yes, it
did. The reason why I played that is because you were talking about what you have to teach your son.
Yes.
Now, you have a daughter as well.
Yes.
So there are going to be things that you need to teach against.
Yes.
That I'm sure society is going to try to make her subscribe to.
Subscribe to,
yes. So then there's that.
Yes. Wow. I mean, that lady said a mouthful, man. I mean... Man, are you worth it? Because you see, the thing is this. Now, she sounds like an older lady. The thing is this. What's wrong with enjoying each other's company? What's wrong with character and personality and just enjoying the company and stop worrying about the bank account? Stop worrying about the money. And stop worrying about the money. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that? You know? It's not about what I have in my pockets. How about enjoying each other's company? And I think she just, with that video, she just drove it right home with that video. I mean, with that audio. Yeah. So, yeah. Wow.
Well, this is the kind of thing, you know, your son is going to have to weed out the women who are like that woman I played earlier, calling people corny. Right?
Yeah.
But then he gonna have to also stay away from this type too.
You single?
Uh-huh.
What's the most a guy gotta make to be with you?
To be with me?
Yeah.
I'd say a good 100,000.
That's a year or monthly?
Monthly.
He gotta make 100,000 a month to be with you?
Yes, do you see me? You gotta be able to, you know, take care of me.
$100,000 a month.
$100,000. I ain't stutter.
And how the bills go? He pay all the bills or it's 50-50?
He gonna have to pay all the bills, baby.
He making $100,000.
You making $100,000?
So how much you gotta make a month?
Don't worry, but it's not about me.
I'm saying, just for inference, for the people, how much you gotta make? If he making $100,000, how much you gotta make?
Dinner. I gotta make motherfucking dinner.
So dinner a month.
A dinner a motherfucking month. Yeah, baby, you gonna pay all the motherfucking bills if you don't, baby.
You single?
One word I have to say for her. And now there's gold diggers pranks on YouTube. One word I gotta say, she is a definition of it. $100,000 a month. Why would a dude just meet you to give you $100,000 a month to provide you with that lifestyle? Why? So listen, Fifth, some women are delusional. And she sounds like how she's talking and smacking her, chewing her gum. This is why a lot of them are single, because they're delusional. This is why a lot of them are single, because they're living in a delusional world. And they're in a fantasy zone, and they think the man got to make $200,000 per month, and he got to provide everything. He got to run her bath water. He got to pay her rent. He got to drive the best car. And just me, because I look good and shake it, switching my hips side to side, you got to give me all of that and then some and a bag of chips, two to go with that. So she's delusional. And I gotta teach my son to stay away from women like this, women like that. And guess what? And I tell them too. I tell the woman that, I said, listen, your age is gonna come on you. You're gonna be 40 years old, 50 years old.
50.
And still talking like that.
Yep.
And the 1%, how much people, I call the rich the 1%, because it's very few people that 1%. Are rich. 1%.
Yeah.
Now, which one of the 1% is going to give you that lifestyle? Stop with ladies. This is to some ladies. Stop living in the fantasy world. Stop living in the delusional world. Who is going to make $100,000 per month and just provide you with that?
Listen, that woman better be lucky if a guy even spends $50 on a date. If you get $100,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, be real. You feel me? And I got another video that's similar to that. Here's another woman that you got to keep away from your son.
You single?
I'm single.
How much do a man gotta make to be with you?
$100.
Oh, that ain't bad. $100? Just $100? $100? That ain't bad.
No, $100K.
$100K?
Yeah.
A year?
A month.
$100,000 a month.
I made between $80,000 and $100,000. I could do.
$80,000 to $100,000 a month just to be with you.
Absolutely.
Why are you so expensive?
I don't know. I just am.
You been like that?
I've been like this.
You ain't talking to nobody if they making $80,000 to $100,000 a month.
Yeah, that's why I'm single right now. I'm waiting.
And you ain't going for nothing less than that.
I ain't going for nothing less.
Why do you feel like you work more than like $80,000 to $100,000?
That sounds like you asking me what I bring to the table.
So what you bring to the table?
That's like, it's just way too much to answer that question.
So how much you?
I am the table.
And he gotta have the money to support the legs and all that.
That's absolutely right.
It don't take $100,000 to hold the table.
You can't tell me what it takes to hold this table up. You heard what I said.
Yeah, I heard $100,000.
Yo, my sister, you're gonna be single for life. Like I said before, You'll be single for life because not even a rich guy hearing you talk like that, he could be, he could be like, yo, man, he ain't even worth a dollar.
I'll give her credit. She admitted to why she's still single right now.
Yeah.
At least she admitted that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why some women are single. Delusional. This is why you're single.
Let me just say this, ladies. A man who is making $100,000 a month, you don't get to choose him. He gets to choose.
Hello.
Are you kidding me?
Hello.
$100,000? Let me tell you something. Don't let me make that money a month. Huh. Oh, yeah. Best believe it won't be on your watch. It'll be on mine.
That's right. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Let's get that straight.
Hello. Hello.
She got to learn how this works.
That's right.
You said it yourself. You said you gonna mess around talking that same jazz 50 by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. The only thing is to keep you company. You better get them cats.
Yeah.
You better get them cats in your house. Oh, that's the only thing that can be keeping you going. Kitty cats. That's the only thing that's going to keep you going. Keep them cats in your house.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't get it. You know, some people are saying that they feel that a lot of women on social media just, pretending and lying. And a lot of this is just concocted, like, skits and stuff like that. That may be possible. But there are women out here who are talking that mess, though.
Yes,
first it was he needed to make $100K a year. Now that ain't good enough no more.
A month.
When does it end? All this proves is that those types of women, not all, those types of women are never happy and nothing will ever be enough for them.
No, yeah, exactly. This is why they're still single. And they will remain single.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that should be the lesson that quality men should teach them.
Yeah.
We are going to leave y'all alone. That's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Easy for me.
Yeah.
Easy for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm going to let you, I wanted to address something else, but I think we kind of hit the nail on the coffin.
All right.
I want to give you the final thought, man. I don't have one.
Okay.
But I want to give you the final thought on everything we had talked about, man, and what we last talked about.
Well, I would say to the ladies, if you want to pursue somebody, always, never just, although finances are important, but character is important as well. Character, having a good time with that person, simple. Restaurant, don't have to be expensive, like a what do you call those, diners. Go to a diner, you can have a good time, especially if you enjoy each other's company. You don't have to, and it's a huge, and some ladies, they don't get it. When you just go to the bank, even the richest guy, the 1% will get turned off for you because he said, oh, you're all about the money. And they'll treat you accordingly. They'll just sleep with you. And then that's the last. And once they get that kitty cat, that's the last you'll hear from them. Okay? So, my advice is to always think about money. Think about the content of the character. Content of the character and your integrity. Yes. Okay? So, that's my last words. That's my advice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, man.
Much appreciated. We're going to get up out of here. Once again, thank everybody who supports the show. We're getting better, man. We're getting better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. That's all thank I can you.
Say. We've been doing this for several years now since.
Oh, yes.
I think 2017.
Yeah, well, about that. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Trying to remember.
Yeah.
Fifth's been on since 2017, as far as I can remember. I think we mentioned this a couple times on the show, but sometimes I forget because, you know, we just always creating, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to look for the actual first episode. Yeah, 2017. So we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And I know other people look at this. Hey, man, ignore the subscriber count, man. People rock with the show, man.
Yeah.
You know, I do want y'all to subscribe to the YouTube, definitely.
Yes, yes. If you like what we shared today, smash that like button. Also, subscribe to my channel.
Subscribe, share the video.
Yeah, share the video. If you want to share the video, share the video. Check out, subscribe to the channel, Fifth General TV. Subscribe to our channel. And if you like it, smash that like button. If you like what we shared today, check it out. Smash that like button. We come up with more videos. We got more videos coming for you. More content coming to you. More teachable content coming to you. Yep. And more spiritual videos and content videos coming to you. We got more coming to you. This is Zacchaeus and the Fifth General, Mrs. Z and Fifth. Check us out.
All right. See y'all next time, Mrs. Z and Fifth. We'll see y'all episode 2. Peace out, y'all. Y'all enjoy your weekend.